Hello, and I just got to say something real quick. I'm going to look for a website or some place where you can sign petitions. And this is what I want to see. I want to set up a movement that says something like, we can never shut down the government again. This cannot happen. Doesn't matter if it was the president, the Congress, the Senate, or any type of organization, a judiciary, you know, whatever. No one can't shut down the government again for any reason whatsoever. And I think we need to support this as United States citizens. We need to support this because it doesn't matter what disagreement is out there. It doesn't matter how you feel something should be. It doesn't matter if you're on the left side, the right side, the middle side, upside, or downside. It doesn't matter. There should be no reason at all that the government should be set down. And there's two reasons for that. One, the people who work for the United States government. They have jobs. They have bills to pay. They got medical bills, rent, utilities, car note, insurance. There are many aspects to the reason why. We got people living in HUD housing who are about to get evicted because they're not getting paid. Taxes may not be processed. I mean, who's to say, right? Security of our nation. Okay, that's the second point. The second point is that there's nobody working in crucial areas and the small areas like the parks and rec that are owned by, any parks that are owned by the United States government. Those parks are closed down. Trash is building up. No one's keeping up with the parks. There's no firefighters fighting any type of potential fires that could start. There's no one protecting the government. Even the ones that are working and not getting paid, like the military, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the whole nine yards, Homeland Security, TSA, FAA, CDC, NASA, all the government agencies are either working or furloughed. And so nothing is being taken care of in the United States government. So here's what I like to enact. What I think will be apt is a way where if a government is to be shut down, it shouldn't be shut down for more than 72 hours. And then after that shutdown, it cannot be shut down again for another 6 months. So you got a 72 hours, that's it. The government's back open again. And then 6 months pass, then you can shut down the government again. But 72 hours should be the max amount of time that the government should ever be shut down. And that can be enacted by Congress, Senate, or the President of the United States, if it has to go that way. I think all other government entities, which has never happened before, like in city government, state government, county, we should limit the amount of time that a government should be shut down, even if no agreement was met. But I think 72 hours is a good point that one side can make to affect decision of the other. This has gone on for more than 30 days. Luckily, I don't work for the federal government, but the fact is, I know people that do. I have friends on Facebook. I have family. And if I was rich, I would be paying their way right now because I would be feeling bad for my family, but I'm not. Not everybody has a father they can go to when things go bad. I don't, so if this happened to me, I can't call upon my father or my mother, to say, hey, the United States is not paying me. Can you help me pay for my mortgage or rent? And oh, my electricity is due. And oh, my Lord, I need to pay for more food to fill up my pantry and my refrigerator. And my car is about to get repossessed because the banks don't care. They want their money. In some of these positions, they have a contract with the United States government saying they can't work for anybody else. So they're kind of stuck not be able to work a job. They may have to get a job working under the table, but that's illegal, okay? I think 72 hours should be the limit, and there is nothing the president or the Congress can do about it if the government is shut down for any reason. If a president has a statement to make, they can do it. And then they have to wait an additional 72 hours before the government can be reopened again. So I like to pose and I like to ask that every one of you write your Congress, your senators, your governors, your city council, whatever, you know, and ask for this type of ruling, because this needs to happen and this needs to stop now. No more shutting down of the government for some political reason. No more. I think 72 hours is the max. Doesn't matter what the reason is. It doesn't matter. 72 hours. After that, the government has to reopen again and life has to move on. At that point, the Congress, the President, and the Senate can get together and discuss and negotiate. And if no negotiations are made, they have to wait an additional 6 months before the government can be shut down again for another 72 hours. I think people can live without a paycheck for 72 hours, but not for 30 days plus. And the way things are going now, it seems like the president's not going to budge. It seems like the Senate or the Congress is not going to budge. So there you go. We're kind of stuck. We're at a stalemate. This can go on for 60 days, not 120 days, 365 days. Who knows how long this will last. And at that point, are the nation's security, the nation's well-being will be affected. And this, the country that we know, will fail. I think at that point, I will move to Africa, a beautiful continent with a lot of different countries. Well, anyway, that's all I got to say. We need to start this now. Let's put a petition together today, now.